Hey, finally home. Are you in the kitchen? Hey, smells good. What are you cooking? Sounds nice. Did you have a good day? Okay. Should I take that as a no? Do you want to talk about it? Like I care? Yeah, I care. Obviously, that's why I asked. What do you mean? Shit. Yeah. Yeah, I saw. I saw you texting me. I planned on responding. I'm really sorry. I wasn't trying to ignore you or anything. Today has been shit, frankly. And I've been on my feet the entire time. I haven't had a second. Literally, I haven't had a second. I haven't even had lunch today. I was not ignoring you. I really was. I really was busy. It's obviously not whatever. If it's getting you this upset, then I'm sorry. Talk to me at least. Okay. Don't really know how to go forward, or what to say if you're gonna give me the silent treatment. So, why don't you take a minute and I'm gonna give you some space and we can figure this out later, maybe. Okay. Not, God, the whatever, you know what? Let's pin this. Let's pin this, okay? I'll leave you to cook. Hey. Just checking in, kind of. I'm sorry for how I handled the situation. I shouldn't have pressured you to try and talk. I just you know me, I always want to talk about everything and solve it immediately, and that's just my, I don't know, my way to deal with things. And I know you usually need some time when something is bothering you, and I'm sorry. Why do you feel ashamed? Yeah, I mean, you were upset. I get that. I'm trying to understand if it was, if it really was about me not responding to your texts, or if it goes deeper. That really sucks to hear. And I don't mean that to say that I don't want you to be honest, because I need to know these things. And I know I've been working like an insane person lately. And I get that that affects you, and that it affects our relationship. I didn't know to that extent, you know, and how much those old check-ins for the day matter to you. I feel really bad. I'm sorry. Like, I could have sat down for like 2 minutes and give you something. No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to connect with your partner. Honestly, I'd be really worried if it was the complete other way around, you know? I know. Which is why I felt even worse, because I know you have this pattern sometimes of being reactive. And not like for no reason or anything, like there's always a reason behind it. And then you feel bad because of how I respond to that reaction, and you feel ashamed and you want to take everything back. And I get that's a part of you, and it's not something you can help. I feel like I need to take that more into consideration. I mean, would it help if I just, even if I just messaged you like, I love you, I'm really busy, let's talk a little bit later. Like, would that help? Okay, well, I can do that. And I really, really want you to know that I love you. so incredibly much. I don't want you to feel like this. I don't want you to feel neglected in any way. I really, really don't. You're so important to me. And I know my actions have made you think the opposite, but a job is a job. And you matter so much more. You matter more to me than anything. Okay. I really need you to believe that. And you hear me when I say that. How about I make it up to you this weekend? I'll surprise you with something. Well, it wouldn't be a surprise if I told you, right? That kind of defeats the purpose. Okay. Can I have a hug? Mm-hmm. Thank you for talking with me. Yeah. I feel like there's very few things we can get through. I would almost say nothing. You know, as long as there is this amount of love and that willingness to keep finding ways to meet in the middle and to be there for each other. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm just rambling, but I hope that makes sense. Yeah.